Right, we're talking to Professor Christopher Martin from Brunel University about his research on inflation targets and unemployment. Professor Martin, why don't you first of all give us the context of the recent history of unemployment and inflation in the UK?
Okay. Well, if we start by looking at inflation in the UK, prior to October 1992, which is when inflation targets were introduced, inflation was occasionally very high and always very volatile. Inflation targets were introduced with this specific aim of creating low and stable inflation. If you look at inflation since October 1992, that aim has been achieved. Inflation has remained more or less within 1% above or below the target. So on that basis, inflation targets have been a success. It has been argued, however, that inflation targets have come with a price, which is that in order to control inflation, interest rates have had to be high, and it is argued in some quarters this has led to higher unemployment. Now, if you look at the behaviour of unemployment over this period, what you can see is that the rate of unemployment has steadily, systematically, year on year fallen. And this has occurred even though inflation has remained quite stable, which means that the underlying natural rate of unemployment must have fallen. And this gives rise to the question, why has the natural rate fallen? And the question that we focus on in our research is, can the introduction of inflation targets explain part of the fall in unemployment that we've observed?
And you find that they have, and this is actually rather heretical in terms of the economics profession, that targeting inflation actually has a positive effect on unemployment as well.
Indeed, yes. What the economics profession normally says is that monetary policy, broadly defined, doesn't affect the rate of unemployment. The rate of unemployment, or the natural rate of unemployment, depends on structural characteristics of the labour market and the goods market. And in terms of the labour market, depends on factors like trade union behaviour, the willingness of the unemployed to accept jobs. Now, what we find is that the response of policymakers to inflation and unemployment does affect the natural rate of unemployment. So, if a policymaker targets inflation, when inflation rises, the policymaker aggressively raises interest rates. This reduces the level of demand, and this reduction in demand tends to reduce employment. By contrast, if a policymaker targets or tries to keep constant output, what happens then is that when wages rise, policymakers tend to not raise interest rates as much to keep demand constant. The consequences of higher wages in terms of employment are therefore much less severe. Therefore, if you're a wage setter, you are much less likely to push for higher wages when there's an inflation target, because you know the policymaker will respond by pushing up interest rates much higher.
So we're now in a very happy position where inflation is low and unemployment is low. On the old misery index,
absolutely,
it's very, very different from, say, 25, 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
And what kind of number can you put on this in terms of, you know, impact on unemployment?
Well, what we find is that the introduction of inflation targets can explain roughly half of the fall in the natural rate of unemployment that we've observed over the past 15 years or so. Since the natural rate has fallen by something like 1 million, that implies that inflation targets explain a fall in unemployment of something in the order of 500,000 jobs.
What lessons might there be for other countries then, to take away from this? Would you very much urge an inflation target policy?
What I would urge is that policymakers made it their business to control inflation and made it absolutely clear to wage setters that the aim of policy is to control inflation, and that were inflation to rise above the acceptable level, whether that's defined in terms of an inflation target or not, if inflation was to rise, there would be a vigorous policy response. If that message gets through to wage setters, wage pressure will be less, the rate of unemployment will therefore be low.
Thank you very much.